right, it's time to jump in the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 2nd of September. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 44 BC, Pharaoh Cleopatra declared her eldest son Caesarion, very possibly the only biological son of the famous Julius Caesar, the co-ruler of Egypt. They ruled together until 30 BC, but after Cleopatra's death, Caesarion only lasted 11 days as sole ruler of Egypt when his death was ordered by Octavian, who would later become the Roman Emperor Augustus. Now, whether Octavia's order was actually carried out successfully, however, that's been lost to the sands of time. In 1192, the Treaty of Jaffa was signed by Richard I of England and Saladin, leading to the end of the Third Crusade. The treaty granted Muslim control over Jerusalem, but allowed unarmed Christian pilgrims and merchants to visit the city. The success of the Third Crusade allowed the Crusaders to maintain considerable states in Cyprus and on the Syrian coast. However, the failure to recapture Jerusalem would eventually lead to the Fourth Crusade. In 1666, the Great Fire of London broke out and burned for 3 days, starting on September 2nd, destroying 10,000 buildings, including St. Paul's Cathedral. In 1856, the Taijing Incident, a major internal conflict within the Taiping Heavenly Kingdom, took place in the capital city of Taijing, beginning on September 2nd as well. Now, a few key leaders of the Taiping Rebellion were killed. However, more than 27,000 civilians and troops perished in the conflict as well. Isn't it always the way? When the big players go to war, it's the little people. It's the people on the bottom with their necks on the chopping blocks. In 1885, the Rock Springs Massacre. In Rock Springs, Wyoming, 150 white miners who were struggling to unionize so they could strike for better wages and work conditions attacked their Chinese fellow workers, killing 28 and wounding 15, forcing several hundred more out of town on September 2nd. On the 2nd of September in 1957, President Nguyen Dinh Diem of South Vietnam became the first foreign head of state to make a state visit to Australia. In 1960, the first election of the Parliament of the Central Tibetan Administration in the history of Tibet. Now, the very first election took place on the 2nd of September, and the Tibetan community observes this day as Democracy Day. And finally, in 1984, 7 people were shot and killed and 12 wounded in the Milpera Massacre, a shootout between the rival motorcycle gangs, the Bandidos and the Comancheros, right here in Sydney on September 2nd in 1984. Some famous birthdays for you as well. Guy Lalibrette, the Canadian businessman, philanthropist and poker player who founded Cirque du Soleil. Very diverse guy. Got a really interesting resume. He is turning 57 today. Keanu Reeves, star of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I think he's gone on and done a couple of things after that as well. He's 52 today. Happy birthday, Keanu. Salma Hayek is turning 50. Mark Harmon, Gibbs from NCIS, is 65. And we've got some famous musos for you as well. Rosalind Ashford of Martha and the Vandals is 73. Sam Gooden of The Impressions is turning 76. Mick Kamansky, the violinist for Electric Light Orchestra, ELO. He's famed for his trademark blue violin and he is turning 65 today. Spencer Smith, best known as one of the founders of Panic at the Disco, he is turning 29. Joe Yamanaka, one of the greats of the Japanese counterculture movement as a solo artist, and with the genre blending flower traveling band, he was born on this day in 1946, passed away too young in 2011. So could definitely play you something from Joe, but we are going out on something a little bit different today. Going out on a name you might not be too familiar with, John Zorn. He's a hugely influential composer, funnily enough, as well as being a saxophonist and multi-instrumentalist with hundreds of album credits as a performer, composer and producer across a whole huge variety of genres. He's been called one of the most important composers working in the modern era, and he's 63 today. So a very happy birthday going into John Zorn. We are going out by, one played by his band. This is Genuva. Genuva? That'll do it. From John Zorn. Taking us out on 2SCR for this day in history.